So it's very important that you think about what you're doing. Think about what you're saying. Because a lot of times you're verbally contracting with people and you don't even know it. And if you don't if you don't use the right words or think about what your words other people are using, if you don't know that you're using them wrong, you could be setting yourself up. Tonight I wanted to get into offer and acceptance. And then I want to speak a little bit about the postal rule. Offer and acceptance is the basic steps for starting a contract. Whether you do it with or without a written contract, there's verbal contracts too. And an offer and acceptance, in order for there to be a contract, there has to be an offer or an offerer, and there has to be an offeree. And something has to be passed from one to the other. So in offer and acceptance, what you're doing is there's four ways that you can accept an offer. Okay, the first one is this. I'll give an example. These scissors. I got these scissors right here. I want to give these scissors to you. Here you go. Well, you take those scissors. Offer, acceptance. That's one way. There's another way. Hey, man, I want to give you these scissors. Okay, why are you making me the offer of giving me these scissors? You know, because I like you, man, and I noticed you didn't have any scissors, you know. And, you know, I want you to have them. Okay. What you're doing is you're basically debating why this offer is being made and why should I accept it. Then the other one is, here's these scissors. They're yours. And then I lay them down by you. Lay them down on the ground or in front of you, and then walk away. If you don't say, hey, man, I don't want these things, then they're yours. The last one is, and the fourth one is the one that I like. Here's this offer. Here's these scissors. They're yours. Okay, man, I will take them scissors. But every time they become dull, you have to come over to my house and sharpen them for me. Okay, man, I'll agree to that. Take the scissors. And that's called a conditional acceptance. And it's crazy what you can do with them, a conditional acceptance. Say the cop gives you a ticket. He's making you an offer. He's making you an offer. And in contract, you have 3 days. You got 72 hours to take back whatever you got. If you buy a washing machine, you got 72 hours to take that back, and everything's hunky-dory, and you get your money back and all that. But with offer and acceptance, you're making me an offer, cop. I'll conditionally accept that offer. And with a conditional acceptance, the conditions that you make in the contract can just be so hard for them to meet that they're going to agree. And I'll get into that in more detail. So the next thing I want to talk about is the postal rule. In the conditional acceptance, I'm reading this from a conditional acceptance. It says, be it known, the conditional acceptance to your offer establishes a common law contract between us under the postal rule, which states, and here's the a quote of what the postal rule is. You can Google postal rule, and this is what you're going to find. It says, the postal rule, also known as the mailbox rule or deposited acceptance rule, is a term of common law contract, which determines the timing of acceptance of an offerer when mail is contemplated as the medium of acceptance. The general principle is that a contract is formed when acceptance is actually communicated to the offerer. The mailbox rule is an exception to the general principle. The mailbox rule provides that the contract is formed when a properly prepaid and properly addressed letter of acceptance is posted. One rationale given for the rule is that the offeror nominates the post office as applied agent, and thus the receipt of acceptance by the post office is regarded as that of the offeree. The main effect of the mailbox rule is that the risk of acceptance being delivered late or lost in the post is placed upon the offeror. If the offeror is reluctant to accepting this risk, he can always require actual receipt before being legally bound. That's the postal rule. Like it says in the definition, it's a rule of common law contract. And basically what that says is that the post office, being an agent is an actor, they're your agent, the offeror's agent. And they accept it. They get in the middle of the contract. Basically what that does is it turns the table, okay, to where as soon as you mail it, return receipt, the contract is already initiated. The best way to explain it is like this. If you've ever been summoned by registered mail, you'll get a letter from, like, say, Sessions Court or Chancellery Court or Circuit Court, and they'll send it certified mail. There'll be a green card on it. That green card is a signature card for a contract. When you get the notice in the mailbox, hey man, come down to the post office. We got something certified for you. You go down there and I'm here. We got this thing for you here. Sign it right here. That green card, when you sign that, you're going to sign a contract before you even look at it, before you even open it up, before you even know what it's about. They put that on the back of the letter most of the time so that the front isn't obstructed. And that's usually how you'll see it. You're not thinking about it, so you go ahead and sign it. There's a signature box on the green card. The green card's a post, like a postcard. You're going to sign it. They're going to tear it off. They're going to mail it back to the offeror. And that's a signature card. When you look in the signature box, there's going to be two boxes that are checked. One's going to say addressee, and the other one's going to say addressee's agent. So, and this happens a lot of times when you send stuff certified mail to, like, say, judges. Their clerk signs it as the agent, and an agent is an actor. They're acting as if they're the judge. Wait till you see where we go with this. Now, if you don't show up, you've signed a contract when you get that registered mail, and it's going to say, we request you to appear and on this date in this courtroom, blah, 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 regarding this whatever. And if you don't go there, you're going to lose. The judge is going to create a default judgment because you contracted to be there and you're not. So you're going to lose. And the reason that they can get away with that is because you signed a contract saying you're going to show up. Just like I said in the ticket, the example I made of the ticket. The ticket's not an admission of guilt when you sign it. It's a contract. And you're agreeing to show up. When you don't show up, they file a capias and have you arrested. Why? Because you bogged out on the contract. You reneged on the contract. So that's a common law contract, the conditional acceptance. It's crazy what you can do with this, because the same thing that they're using on you, you can use on them. I've had a few people ask, say, I'm not trying to be nosy or nothing, but how'd you get your millions? That's exactly how I got it. Conditional acceptance and contracts. So it said it's a common law contract when you do these. There's a couple pages in Black's Law under the heading of common law. And common law, I'll just read a brief little bit of it here. Common law, as distinguished from the Roman law and the modern civil law, the canon law, and other systems, the common law is that body of law and juristic theory which was originated, developed, and formulated and is administered in England and has obtained among most of the states and people of Anglo-Saxon stock. It goes on to say, as distinguished from law created by the enactment of legislatures, the common law comprises the body of those principles and rules of action relating to the government and security of the persons and property, which derive their authority solely from usage and customs of immemorial antiquity, or from the judgments and decrees the court recognizing, affirming, and enforcing such usage and customs. And in this sense, particularly, the ancient unwritten laws of England. It's common law. Everything's common law. Any reference to case law is common law.